There was an astonishing number of other stories related to Norfolk's experience of the coronavirus, and we will only be able to cover a few of them this week. Mrs. Rachel Andrews from Norwich, who is blind, is seeking to take legal action against the government because critical COVID-19 health information was sent to her in an inaccessible format. Mount Everest is being virtually conquered by a team, including a Norfolk athlete, while a disabled 8-year-old boy, inspired by Captain Tom Moore, is walking 90 metres a day with a walking frame. A Norfolk couple have created a hilarious sketch showing how Basil Fawlty and the Fawlty Towers team might have coped or failed to cope with the crisis. A small bakery with branches in Norfolk and Suffolk has celebrated 2,000 click-and-collect customers. A consultant anaesthetist in Galston has written a song while recovering from coronavirus. Passengers at Norwich Airport may soon have their temperatures taken. The Namaste Village Indian restaurant in Norwich has dished up 670 meals to frontline workers, and a Michelin-starred chef has swapped his country house kitchen for one in the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn. Here is Jane again to tell us more about the blind Norwich resident who is challenging the government.
A severely sight-impaired woman is seeking to take legal proceedings against the government over what she says is a failure to provide accessible advice about coronavirus. Rachel Andrews, who's 47 and who has myopic macular degeneration and is registered blind, claims critical COVID-19 public health information contained in Number 10 correspondence was sent to her in an inaccessible format. Prime Minister Boris Johnson sent a letter to every household in England about COVID-19. However, Mrs. Andrews, who's from Norwich, says she didn't know she had received one until her carer told her about it and read it to her. She said, "I cannot read standard print, so I use screen reading software, which converts text to speech, to access text in electronic documents and online. However, a significant amount of the government's communication about COVID-19 has been inaccessible to me." PM's letter is available as a PDF online, but there are no instructions in the hard copy letter about the location of an accessible version or the accompanying leaflet. Other COVID-19 public health advice is presented online through infographics, which do not have text descriptions, rendering them useless to people who use a screen reader, said Mrs. Andrews. She argues pandemic advice and information being inaccessible to her is unlawful and places her and others with sight impairments at an unnecessary risk. On her behalf, solicitors Lee Day have sent a letter before action to the government saying that its communications fail to comply with the Equality Act 2010. It asks the government to ensure that all future communications regarding COVID-19 are in a format accessible to blind and sight-impaired people. If it doesn't provide an adequate response, Mrs. Andrews, who was recently named RNIB Campaigner of the Year after the High Court ruled in favour of her bid to improve voting access for sight-impaired people, intends to commence urgent judicial review proceedings. The RNIB has written to the Prime Minister's office and contacted the disability unit at the Cabinet Office after being alerted that coronavirus communication from some government departments was not fully accessible, particularly for screen reader users. The Cabinet Office had since reassured the RNIB that they are working across government departments to make sure updates are accessible.
Mount Everest is being virtually conquered by a Norfolk athlete and a team of former Arsenal footballers as part of a campaign to raise money for the NHS and keep frontline health workers well fed. Sam Proctor, 30, is raising money for the Queen Elizabeth Hospital King's Lynn's charitable fund over 6 Sundays. Mr. Proctor, who works at the Victoria Inn in Holcombe, has been cycling 1 minute for every meal the pub restaurant delivers to hospital staff. On the latest cycle yesterday, Mr. Proctor aimed to cycle 11 hours and 1 minute to match the 661 meals the Victoria had delivered. Mr. Proctor said, "We really wanted to raise some funds for the hospital, so we decided to cycle a minute for every meal that we produced. Each week we've been trying to put a different focus on it." Seeing the donations coming in keeps me going, as well as knowing what the NHS does for us. They have so far been averaging around 200 meals each Sunday. Well-known figures including former Arsenal players David Seaman, Alan Smith, Bob Wilson, Lee Dixon and Kevin Campbell, Jeff Shreves from Sky Sports News and Gary Webster, who played Ray Daly in Minder, were due to join him, cycling at their own homes and linking in via the app Zwift throughout the day. Lord Leicester from the Holcombe Estate is also joining in. Mr. Proctor, who has been a professional triathlete for the past 18 months, also had a target of 8,848 vertical metres, the height of Everest. He lives at the Vic, which is closed during the lockdown. Mr. Proctor said they had so far raised about £2,500 for the hospital.
An 8-year-old disabled boy is walking 90 metres a day to raise money for the NHS after being inspired by Captain Tom Moore. Jaden Henderson, who has a neurological condition and hypertonia, only began to take steps with a walker 3 months ago, but he's going to walk 1.5 miles over the course of May to fundraise for frontline health workers. His mother, Claire Henderson, who's a full-time carer, said it's a huge distance for him, although the youngster has been waking up early with excitement to do his laps. Jaden walks either 18 laps of her lounge in Felthorpe or at his father's home, John Henderson, in Worstead, with the added support of his younger sister Isla, who's 6, and Ellie, who's 4. Miss Henderson said, "Jaden is so happy to do it and has had a beaming smile on his face each time he does it. He's approached the walks with a lot of energy, and he's been doing 2 laps at a time rather than 1. Before that, he was only doing about 30 or 40 metres a day, and we're really proud of him. It's lovely seeing him laughing while doing the walks and seeing him so happy. Although he's a happy boy and never gets upset about anything." The idea came to his mother last Sunday when she was thinking of ways to support the NHS and, partly inspired by Captain Tom Moore, decided to raise money with Jaden's walks. Miss Henderson said, "Over the years, the NHS has given us a lot of support and have been there for Jaden. We just wanted to give back, especially in these uncertain times, and to support them. We told his consultant he was doing the walk and she called us back to say it had made her weekend and to say thank you to Jaden." Initially, she hoped to fundraise £500, but since launching the GoFundMe page 1 week ago, has smashed the target and raised £1,500. Miss Henderson said, "I never expected to get the response I've got so far, as the donations just keep flooding in and I'm completely overwhelmed. We probably won't raise anything like Captain Tom Moore, but we would now love to raise £2,000.
How would Basil Fulty and his wife Sybil cope with lockdown? That peculiar scenario is explored in a new hilarious YouTube sketch created by a Norfolk couple. Paul Goldsmith and Catherine Vince, both of Blowfield, spent a weekend imagining how John Cleese's timeless character would have coped with the COVID-19 pandemic and created a 10-minute sketch with their ideas. The pair have dubbed the hysterical sketch, which they scripted, filmed and edited in the space of a weekend, the unofficial 13th episode of Fawlty Towers. In it, the erratic and idiosyncratic hotelier and his ever-demanding wife attempt to adjust to life under coronavirus lockdown with typically disastrous results. The 10-minute episode features the pair arguing over which type of gloves they ought to be wearing, how to do video calls, and exploring ways of keeping their Torquay-based hotel afloat.
Passengers using Norwich Airport may have their temperatures taken as part of new measures against coronavirus. New thermal fever detection technology being trialled at Bournemouth Airport, which has the same owners as Norwich, involves devices ranging from handheld monitors to fixed cameras used to record body temperature and identify anyone showing signs of a fever. The temperature detection, also being tested in hospitals and some restaurants, is planned to be rolled out in Norwich if it proves successful in the Bournemouth trials.
A consultant anaesthetist at the James Paget University Hospital in Galston has written a song about lockdown while recovering from coronavirus. While self-isolating at home in Oulton Broad, Dean Milliken, 61, composed Something New with the aim of raising funds for the NHS. "I think it is an upbeat song," he said, "with advice and a message of thanks and optimism for the future." Mr. Milliken has worked at the hospital in Galston, his home town, for 30 years, and dedicated the song to all his friends there. "They are a fantastic bunch to work with," he said. In late March, the 61-year-old tested positive for COVID-19 after suffering with symptoms he described as mild, including a dry cough, sore throat, and lethargy. He said, "Luckily, my infection wasn't too bad. I recovered, and I am back at work."
Batten down the hatches, there's something coming our way. Take care of loved ones, don't let the children play. Listen to the music, don't bury your head in the sand. We're all in this together, gotta make a stand. It's a beautiful day, but it's locked down outside. Sisters and brothers, gonna be a long, long ride. If you can hold on and keep good company, we can beat this thing together. Just gotta believe.
A Michelin-starred chef has thanked NHS workers by swapping the kitchen at his impressive country house restaurant for one at a Norfolk hospital. Morstan Hall owner Galton Blackiston spent a day preparing, cooking and serving food at the kitchen of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn. Mr. Blackiston supported the hospital as part of the Help NHS Heroes campaign, which sees food supplies provided to hospitals and NHS key workers. But instead of simply sending in the ingredients, the 57-year-old took his donation one step further by lending a helping hand to feed the frontline staff and patients. He said, "The Heroes Charity has been a supply lifeline in so many ways to our NHS, so when they asked me to get involved with hot meals, my natural choice was, of course, the Queen Elizabeth. It's a real pleasure for me, and I've received wonderful support from suppliers to be able to feed our amazing frontline staff and some of the patients." Mr. Blackiston served up a tasty beef dish with creamy mashed potatoes, rustic ratatouille and Norfolk asparagus, cooking using ingredients donated by local businesses, the Watercress Company, Barsby's, True Foods and Johnny Cave. The beef was reared in Dorset, followed by a 32-day dry aging process overseen by the award-winning Brace of Butchers in nearby Poundbury.